This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer. If you take life, do you know what you get? Odds are you won't like what it is. When the storm arrives, would you be seen?
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Well, you had Jeff Sessions wake up from a coma and address the illegality and the issue with sanctuary cities. Then you had Trump also echo that in statements that he made. But now, Jerry Brown, the governor of California, is fighting back against this, saying it's an act of war. Well, now, wait a second. I tell you, this is so 1984. It's like, I just have to just like, if you're at war, okay, if you're at war, what is one of the things that happens? You get invaded. You get invaded by foreigners. That's what's happening in California, and Jerry Brown is endorsing it. So here's Jerry Brown actually endorsing what would be considered an act of war, an invasion of foreign people, and then destroying his state. I mean, the state of California has so much debt, feces on the streets, needles on the streets, drug epidemics, homeless epidemics, totally out of control, totally invaded by foreigners, an act of war on California. And then here comes the federal government like, California, you're out of control. You're lawless. We have to do something about it. And then Jerry Brown says that's an act of war. Let's go to this clip from Jerry Brown.
You called this an act of war from the federal government.
An act of war?
And you said that.
That's pretty strong.
Oh, it's all a joke. It's all a joke. We're just breaking the law.
California is going to retaliate to what the federal government has.
No, we are a state of laws.
No, you're not.
Want to observe the law, and now
you ignore the law. Can you believe this?
He's basically thrown the gauntlet down and done it in a highly politicized way. This has never happened
Jerry,
before.
You have destroyed the state of California.
Of California. So the attorney general's coming out here. He gives a speech.
You are a rat. You rat.
To Washington. What does that do? I mean, that's not creating the comity that a state and the federal government need. So, yeah, this is a very aggressive act on the part of the Trump administration. And it's not right.
You are such a traitor.
And as I say, I'm sure this lawsuit has more longevity than the Trump administration itself.
Okay. So Jerry Brown has destroyed California, I'm struggling to even wrap my mind around this. California, riddled with homelessness, riddled with disease, wide open borders, ridden with all illegal citizens, sanctuary cities, feces in the streets, needles in the streets, homeless epidemic, disease. I mean, just total destruction. I mean, California is just a nightmare. A liberal utopia. A total nightmare. So here comes Trump and the DOJ and say, look, you got to have a border, okay? And then you cannot aid and abet criminals that are here illegally. You know, you have Kate Steinle get murdered and the illegal non-citizen immigrant gets away with that. You got feces in the streets. I mean, you got all, it's just total madness. Literally, California just collapsing, falling apart. Half of the state wants to get out. The other half of the state wants to form a new California. And so the federal government's trying to get it under control. Like, okay, just have a border. Stop protecting illegals. Stop protecting criminals. Just, you know, get yourselves under control. And then here's Jerry Brown like, how dare they? I'm going to destroy the state of California. If President Trump thinks he can stop me from destroying the state of California, he's wrong. If Jeff Sessions thinks he can stop Libby Schaaf from breaking the law and aiding and abetting criminals, they are wrong. I'm Jerry Brown. I'm going I'm gonna destroy California, and nobody's gonna stop me.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, so we just heard from Jerry Brown. He's going to continue to let California turn into a total shithole, and he's proud of it. He's going to continue to allow people like Libby Schaff and the other authorities in California break the law and aid and abet criminals. And they're going to fight back against the federal government trying to get California out of under control, a totally out of control, failed state, turning into a third world nation. Folks, I've got friends in San Francisco. They work their tails off and they can barely even afford to live in a home that is one block outside of the feces zone. And I'm talking to them about it, and they're just like, you know, oh, yeah, that's just how San Francisco is, you know. Oh, yeah, I wish something would be done about it, but, you know, it's just what it is. Yeah, I walk outside, and there's some, you know, some drug addict injecting heroin right there. It's a clean needle, though, and then he walks down the street and takes a you know what, and it's all good, baby. It's just California. Free love, baby. Yes, California. Wide open borders. Hey, come on into California. Yeah, shoot a citizen. Yeah, just shoot her dead. Oh, you'll walk free. Don't worry about that. The ACLU will make sure if you murder an American citizen and you're a non-citizen that you get off without going to jail or anything like that. I mean, this is free love here in California. If you're an American citizen, you're a piece of trash. If you're a non-citizen, you're a hero and you can't do anything illegal. Unless you're Libby Schaff then and you're supporting the invasion, then, and you're aiding and abetting criminals, then you're good to go. But there's a future to California that they either want or they don't understand, but it goes from one level, then it goes to the next level. Now, you've already got Dreamers. They protest in front of Pelosi's house. They protest in front of Schumer's house. They protest in front of the DNC now. They say the Democrats don't want the Dreamers here. So Trump totally checkmated the Democrats on that. But the Democrats have enabled criminals, enabled lawbreakers so much to the point now where they go out in front of ICE headquarters. See, this is what happens when you have a mayor that is colluding with criminals, aiding and abetting crime, saying the ICE is coming for you. Make sure you hide. That's illegal. She belongs in jail. But now you have empowered these people. You've empowered lawbreakers to just flaunt it in front of authorities. So here's a video from New Jersey. Illegal citizens flaunting their unlawful status outside of ICE headquarters.
March 5th is the day that Trump decided to wind down DACA. Obviously, the courts ruled in our favor and said that he can't do that.
Well, he tried to make a DACA deal.
That, you know,
the Democrats refused it.
Protection. Dreamers are being deported every single day. Our families, our communities.
That's not true.
Part every single day. I mean, March 5th is really the day that we're fighting back.
See, that's not even true. Look at these people. These people are nuts, man.
People will remember. American people will remember 86.
Why do you Why do you care about American people? You don't stand for American people.
Shame on you, Donald Trump. Shame on you, Republican Party.
Oh, yeah.
We will win. You will lose. America will be greater when we are together. Thank you.
So see, that's it. Victory for them is destroying America. Victory for them is killing America, destroying the borders. And then again, they say, Trump isn't doing anything to protect us. It's all Trump's fault. Trump offered to give all you amnesty, and the Democrats turned it down. But you're so illiterate, and you're so brainwashed, you don't even see what's happening in front of your face. Now look, all of these people, if you're a DACA recipient, okay, whatever, you're being protected right now. But you've got non-citizens, this happens in Austin, Texas, illegal immigrants, they march in the street, they have confidence, they run this country now. You're an American? You've had multiple generations of people serving in the military? Multiple generations of American? You're a piece of trash. You're scum. We don't give a hoot about you. We've got 20 million illegal citizens here, they run the country now. That's why they march in the streets. That's why they go in front of ICE. That's why they brag about it. That's why Linda Sarsour brags about it. They run you now, buddy. This is the gangsterism of the left. MS-13, where MSNBC even admits to you they won't report on MS-13. If you watch MSNBC, you've never heard of MS-13, the violent gang. You only hear about that if you pay attention to conservative news. And then you hear it. This is victory for us. We're going to bring in all of the illegals. We're going to shut down the border. We're going to turn every state in the union into California, a failed third world state. And that's victory. I'm Governor Jerry Brown. I'm going to destroy the state of California. And if the federal government tries to stop me from doing it, well, we're just going to fight back. I'll get all my MS-13 gang members from the sanctuary city to come out against ICE. We'll put them all in danger. And we'll have Libby Schaff make sure that they're all aware when ICE is coming for them, because they're the gangsters and they run this state now. Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump think they can fix this state. Not under my watch. I'm Jerry Brown. I'm Governor Jerry Brown. I'm a gangster thug, and I'm going to destroy the state of California. You want to move to California? Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. We're run by gangs here now. You're going to get stabbed. You walk around the streets. You might step in a pile of feces. Yeah, go ahead and move to California. You think you can afford to live here? You can't afford jack unless you're me, Jerry Brown. Unless you're Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters that live atop their big, big mansions. And then everyone else lives in poverty in the swalls of society. I'm Jerry Brown. I'm a thug. I run California now. But this is what happens when you have open borders. Look at what happens to a Christian Somali woman who goes into a no-go zone in Sweden, which they say doesn't exist. Really? Well, how does this happen then?
Hon har alltid bestämt sig för att lämna islam och konvertera till kristendomen.
She left Islam, she ditches her hijab, and she becomes a Christian. Now she receives daily threats from the loving Islam, radical Islam.
För att ta reda på vad reaktionerna mot Mona Walter handlar om, följde vi med henne till Rinkeby.
So now she goes to Rinkeby, in one of the no-go zones in Sweden, without her hijab.
Många samlas runt oss och reagerar.
And she immediately gains a crowd, people are following her. See, the gangsters run now. The thugs run it now. Now they tell her, they curse at her. They spit at her. They're angry at her. They threaten her. So they have to leave because that's a no-go zone now. You see, that's an invasion. You open your borders. The radical jihadis come in. And then they have a no-go zone. You're not allowed in. Because they're so loving and tolerant, after all. I mean, it's just a disaster. And so that'll happen in California next. That'll happen in Minnesota, and it'll happen in California. And the liberals will say it's the most loving thing ever. And if you don't send your daughter down to the no-go zone, well, you're just hateful. I mean, you'd be lucky You should be honored in Sweden if your daughter goes into the no-go zone and gets raped by a bunch of radical jihadists. That should be your honor. How dare you say anything negative about the invasion of a whole entire crowd of people from the Middle East that then bring their culture of squalor and filth into the beautiful country of Sweden. So now you can't even go out in the streets because it's a no-go zone, because they run it now. See, it's just like in California. The thugs run California now. Now you go to Sweden. We are the whole, we got hijabs on. We got our men. They run the women here and they run everything. And if you go into that, now it's the Swedistan. If you go into the Swedistan, you're not even allowed in. You better have your hijab on or we're going to spit on you, woman. Because just like in California, we the Islamicists, we run Sweden now. Just like the illegal criminals run California, the radical Islamicists now run Sweden. But that's loving. That's liberal to destroy your culture. That is liberal.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Jones Show. I am going to commit to just covering the rest of this news before I hand over the baton to Roger Stone, who's going to be hosting the fourth hour today. We may even have time to squeeze in some of your phone calls, but before I get off track with that, let me just go headlong into this news here. Again, some of the biggest stories today. A teenager in Utah tried to detonate a homemade bomb at Pineview High School. Said to be inspired by ISIS, boasts about how ISIS is coming and will be victorious. One has to wonder how he gets that message into his head, who is telling him that, and if it is via social media, why is YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter so obsessed with shutting us down but not stopping people that are actually trying to promote people to do terrorist attacks in the name of ISIS? So, that situation happened. Again, another attack, or what would have been an attack, on a school. You have the Trump DOJ with Sessions making a statement today suing California over interference with immigration enforcement. Libby Schaaf needs to be put in jail. I mean, it's like, what do you even do? California is so messed up. It's like, how do you even fix that? I mean, I'm serious. See, here's the problem. You want to know what the actual problem is? And I just want to be clear. I'm not saying this is what I want. I'm not saying this is what should happen, because this is not what should happen in America. But honestly, you know, the only way to fix California is an authoritarian. The only way to actually fix California is for a dictator to come in and probably either fire or jail all politicians out of California, at least those on the Democrat side. And I'm not saying that's what should happen. I'm saying that's actually probably the only hope that California would have. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Jerry Brown, Libby Schaaf. I mean, these people have destroyed the state of California, folks. And who knows? I mean, where are all the highway funds going? You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, but California is not going to stop acting illegally. They're going to continue to do their sanctuary cities, continue to have open borders, continue to have illegal voting, continue to have feces in the streets, continue to have needles in the streets, continue to have just rampant homelessness everywhere. That's the liberal bastion of California. More good news, even though there was a bit of a hiccup. Actually, I think it probably recovered the stock market today, but private sector jobs grow by 235,000 in February. That's 40,000 more than expected. So the job market continues to grow under President Trump. But somehow these bums can't find a job. Now, this is really one. Cable goes nuts for Nunberg. It's almost perfect. His name is Nunberg because it's a nun story. CNN spends nearly 75% of airtime on former Trump aide. CNN spent 3 hours and 50 minutes on Nunberg, an hour 23 minutes on everything else. This was from 3:30 to 11. And then MSNBC, pretty much the exact same story. And it turns out the guy, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to insult the guy, but the guy was a drunk. So think about it. The left has now been trolled by a drunk twice. Papadopoulos gets drunk and runs his mouth. And then Nunberg gets drunk and runs his mouth. And the liberals put him on, even though they probably knew he was a drunk. I mean, heck, they're all drunk. And so they put him on, and then he embarrasses himself and embarrasses CNN. And then Aaron Burnett says, "You sound and smell like you've had a few adult beverages." You knew that the whole time. And the only reason you called him out for that is because he didn't go along with your fake news narrative. hilarious. The left can be trolled so easily right now. That's why CNN is sending a news crew to go cover an Instagram model in Thailand. Oh. Talk about election meddling. Nobody seems to have a problem with George Soros in the Democrat Party. They're too busy looking up each other's butts for Russian collusion. They're ignoring George Soros, who funds them all anyway. Soros chalks up another district attorney win after dropping nearly $1 million in Texas race. Soros poured $7 million into 11 district attorney races across the country in 2015 to 2016. He's approaching like over $50 million when you look at all the consortium of all of the local elections that he's been funding. Where's the Soros meddling? Where's the Soros influence on the election? Nobody cares about that. A Nazi collaborator admitted it. CIA warns of extensive Chinese operation to infiltrate American institutions. And then this has been a story for a long time. And then President Trump. So you've got the trade wars going on. China wants to do something about the $1 billion deficit, Trump says. Then Trump tweets out today talking about these. Go to Trump's Twitter. Now, he didn't mention China in this, if I'm recalling correctly. The United States needs to do something about the theft of intellectual property. Folks, that is China. And I don't think he mentioned China in the tweet, but that is 110% China. Who he's calling out with that? China's the one that's been stealing intellectual property from America. You've had cases covered in mainstream news. Trump calls out China on Twitter today to talk about that. This is in the middle of the trade war, in the middle of trying to fix the deficit with China. So that's, you know, pretty heavy stuff there from the president. All right, I will get to, I've got still two massive stacks of news that I need to get to. One on the failing of liberal policies, and then the other one on just the absolute nonsense of liberal policies. So we'll have both of those when we come back from this break, getting ready for Roger Stone to host the fourth hour. But folks, again, we are under attack, lawsuits, censorship, DDoS attacks, pretty much everything that you can imagine here at InfoWars. So we are launching specials. Now, when we have popular products and when we are in demand for funding to fight these lawsuits or to expand our operation here, we don't go with increasing prices or anything like that. We slash our prices. And so we've got major price slashing going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Like most of the store is about 50% off. A lot of the store is 30% off, up to 80% off some of the apparel right now. And then free shipping store-wide. So if you're looking at a big-ticket item like emergency food supplies or a water filter or an air filter, free shipping is going to save you a lot of money on those products. But 50% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off the Real Red Pill, 50% off Biome Defense 50, the probiotic, 50% off True Whey Protein. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, free shipping store wide. So take advantage of these specials. Help fund the InfoWar. If you're watching CNN or MSNBC and you're like, man, what can I do to defeat Rachel Maddow, who just got the number one rating in primetime television for news? Rachel Maddow. Now, I theorize that's because it's like a circus. I mean, she's basically just like a three-ring circus up there. But she defeated Hannity in the ratings. But if that bothers you and you want to see someone replace that, you want to see real news replace fake news, go to InfoWarsStore.com and support our expansion. You have our word to expand in the face of the censorship with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I'm going to clear through the stack of news on the other side of the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, news blitz time here in the final half hour for me before Roger Stone takes over for the fourth hour. Let's just delve right in here without hesitation. This was a story from Yahoo News today, and the backdrop to this is conservative news outlets and everyone is reporting how Democrats are basically and have been meeting with Louis Farrakhan for a long time. There was a big secret meeting. Obama was there, the whole thing. And so this kind of goes to the mainstream now, and it's undeniable. And so Yahoo asks, do liberals have a Louis Farrakhan problem for the midterms? Well, the answer to this is no. No, they don't. Of course they don't. This is what the liberals are doing now. They are the group of hate. Why would they have a problem with Louis Farrakhan for the midterms? That's like saying, do liberals have a George Soros problem? Well, okay, they should, but they don't. Same with this. Of course. Yeah. You know, if Trump wants to, if Trump says build the wall, a Trump rally chants build that wall. That's a bunch of Nazis. That's a bunch of racists. That's a bunch of xenophobes. But if Louis Farrakhan says the Jews are to blame for everything, you know, burn the Jews, take down the white man, black supremacy, loving, liberal, tolerant. So, of course, the liberals don't have a Louis Farrakhan problem. That's not going to stop any liberal from voting Democrat. This has been known. So, no, there is no problem. The liberals are already the party of hate. The Democrat Party is the party of the KKK. Do the Democrats have a KKK problem? Nope. So, of course, there's not going to be a problem with this. You got radical liberals, they go out in the street, they bash people with bike locks, they spray women with pepper spray, they shoot Republicans at a baseball practice. Louis Farrakhan is the least of their problems. Yeah, they have radical Linda Cockroach Sarsour. I mean, this, take her off the screen, I cannot stand her face. Woman makes me sick. This woman, you know what? I'm not even going to say it, okay? I just don't get it. Why do people come to America and still wear their hijab? I'm just going to say it. Can someone explain this to me? I'm not trying to sound insensitive. I feel bad for these women. They've been put under this control. They've been dominated by Islam. Is that what it is? They're just so used to being dominated by this oppressive religion, they can't even take off their headscarf. Take it off! Women in America that are wearing a hijab, I challenge you to take it off. No one will oppress you here. I guess unless you're with your Muslim husband. Oh, now I get it. If you remove your hijab, you'll get raped, abused, and acid thrown on you. Now I get it. Okay. That's nice. I'm just going to leave it right there. Chelsea Clinton, criticism of Ivanka is fair game. So Chelsea Clinton goes on the Stephen Colbert show and says, yeah, you know, criticize Ivanka, of course. Now, whatever, I don't really care. You know what, you can criticize Ivanka, of course. She's going to say things that are worthy of criticism. It's the fact that they do this. We're the party for women. Don't attack a woman. Oh, well, yeah, attack Ivanka, though. That's fine. Yeah, no, that's cool. How dare you attack any Democrat female? How dare you attack Hillary Clinton? How dare you not vote for Hillary Clinton because she's a woman? And then Chelsea Clinton, hee-haw, goes on the Stephen Colbert Report and says, yeah, you can attack Ivanka. That's fair game. Don't attack my mom, though. That's not fair game, even though that, you know, she brags about starting wars in Libya. You know, she's responsible for Benghazi and all this stuff. You know, don't attack her, though. Attack Ivanka. You know, she's the problem here. Ivanka is the problem here, not my mom. And so that's what the Colbert Report does now. Bring on Chelsea Clinton and tell people to attack Ivanka Trump. Good. Glad. Way to go, Chelsea Hubble. Conservative students say government bill would put us at risk. Now, this is a huge deal. The Rider University student government recently passed a bill allowing it to, quote unquote, question the status of student groups that it deems to engage inflammatory, hateful, or derogatory rhetoric. So they say this, they can basically shut down a group if it's guilty of hate speech, if it's guilty of abusive speech, or whatever they determine that is. And so what does that mean, folks? Well, you know exactly what that means. That means, you know who's in the crosshairs? The college Republicans, the college conservatives, the Trump-supporting groups. They're in the crosshairs. Why? Because mentally ill liberals have now been brainwashed and indoctrinated to believe that if you like Trump, you like America, you like borders, you're a Republican, you're a conservative, or you don't believe in man-made climate change, you're a Nazi, you're hateful, you're a bigot, so you must be shut down. And then they're the authoritarian thought police that run the entire thing. See, this is what I was talking about earlier with David Hogg. David Hogg has been fully indoctrinated by the liberals now, where he's got the higher, mightier than thou arrogance. I'm bigger than the president. He should listen to me. So now they've indoctrinated poor David Hogg. They use these kids as political pawns. Now he's fully indoctrinated into the arrogant liberal And then, because they have this arrogance, they're high and mighty, they have the moral high ground, I'm a good liberal, you're guilty of hate speech, you're shut down. And Trump is an authoritarian dictator, I'm shutting you down. And so this is what they're doing. And it doesn't even matter that the entire notion of it is a lie. Folks, see, this is why it's like, I don't even know. It's so 1984 in your face. It's like, how do you even explain it? Okay. Neutral. Go to a Trump rally. Go to a Trump event. Go to a conservative event as a neutral and see how you're treated. You're going to be loved. You're going to be embraced. You're going to have great conversations. You're going to learn things. You're going to teach people things. It's going to be uplifting. It's going to be a good experience. And even, I'll tell you what, take it a step further. Go to a conservative event, a Trump event, whatever you have you, as a Bernie supporter, as a Hillary supporter, but go open-minded and actually engage in a conversation. Share ideas. Be open to different ideas, different thoughts. And you'll be accepted. You'll be welcomed. It won't be a negative experience for you. Now, take that in the other direction. Go as a Trump supporter to any sort of Democrat event. In fact, you don't even have to do that. Go out as a Trump supporter just on the streets of your city. Go out as a Trump supporter. Wear a Trump hat, a Trump t-shirt, an InfoWars shirt. Walk around the streets of Seattle. Walk around the streets of New York. Who do you think is the party of hate? It's not even an argument. How many times do I have to go out on the streets, get spat on, get thrown at, get my equipment broke, get insulted, get cursed at, get lied about, get called names, until people realize that the left, the modern day left, is the biggest hate group in the history of America. But then they moral high ground you, say that you're a dictator, and then become a dictator of thought police and ban everything that you do because they decided it's hate speech, even though they're the most hateful group of people this planet has ever seen. Bunch of mentally deranged, hateful individuals in a death cult. I'm sorry. I'm getting off track here. This is from Jamie White at InfoWars.com. Satanists sue to stop pro-life law. So in the state of Missouri, before you get an abortion, they tell you, you know, you realize you're stopping a beating heart. You're basically killing a person right now. Are you sure you want to go through with this? That's what they used to do. But now they are saying you cannot do that. That is, that's illegal. So now you're not allowed to warn people about aborting a baby. Sick, twisted, disgusting death cult behavior from the left again. You want to know what will happen, folks, if they stop food stamps? And this is the scariest thing. This is the mental illness. A man was so angry over a power outage, he threatened a utility worker. In New Jersey, a man without power, because of the nor'easter, threatened a utility worker with terrorist threats because they couldn't get the power back on. We'll have more liberal nonsense on the other side. It's just all mental illness, folks. These people are mentally ill. They need help. Open the mental institutions, throw the liberals in them.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer here in the driver's seat, about to hand the baton over to Roger Stone for the fourth hour. I've got a stack of news I need to report on here before I do that, though. But it's not racist to report on facts. It's not insensitive. It's not intolerant. It's not xenophobic or whatever you want to say, to call it as it is, to call it as you see it, to report on facts. Now, the indoctrinated, brainwashed Stockholm Syndrome liberal unfortunately thinks that way. This is the mental illness. Now, why am I saying this? You've got a story on the Geller Report. This is from Pamela Geller, who, by the way, is under all kinds of attack, folks. I mean, it's just crazy what she has to deal with. And she reports on this story from India. Muslims gang rape Hindu girl after she refuses to convert to Islam. Now, let me explain something. Why? How do you explain this? You shouldn't have to, but is it considered intolerant if you look at what goes on right now in many aspects of the religion of Islam? And you see how they treat women, you see how they treat homosexuals, see how they treat goats, and you just say, you know, I just don't want that here. I'm sorry, that's not what America's about, and that's what we don't want here. Okay, well, you're considered intolerant. You're considered insensitive. But why is that? Why is it that you're considered insensitive because you don't want people who torture and kill gays, torture and kill women that don't wear a hijab? That's the insensitive culture. That's the intolerant culture. But then if you're intolerant of their intolerance, You're the bad guy. It just, you know, and so then this is why Pam Geller is under attack, because she quotes the Quran here and says, look, this is why they behave the way they behave, and this is why they treat women like slaves. It's all in their religious document. And she just, you know, cites it and everything. And you know what? I'm sorry, folks, but you don't have an average Jewish person or groups of Jewish people going out on the streets and gang raping people and setting off suitcase bombs and backpack bombs in the name of Judaism. You don't have Catholics going around gang raping people, going city to city, gang raping people, terrorizing people, forcing women, you know, into wearing certain clothes. You don't have Hindu people doing it. You don't have Buddha people. There's only one religion I can see right now that is behaving this way, and that's radical Islam. Now, I'm not saying that all people that are Muslim are bad. I'm just pointing out the facts. And that's why you have what's happening in Sweden. That's why you have what's happening in Paris, in Germany. All of these cities where the open borders are being poured in with radical Islamists, and now you have no go zones. You can't even go into these places in Sweden if you're Swedish. So now you've lost your country. Oh, yeah, Tommy Robinson deals with this. Same with the, what is the name of that group? Britain First? Paul Golding and Jada Franzen? What is this, guys? You know what? This is breaking news. Britain First leader and deputy leader jailed for hate crimes. Oh, my gosh. So that's what I'm saying. See? Oh, boy. On New Year's Eve, 2 years ago, you had packs, herds of Islamic Middle Eastern men running around raping women savagely in the street. But that's not a hate crime. I just had the story of Pamela Geller. I mean, so it's not a hate crime. Because I can't even wrap my head around this. It's not a hate crime if you're a Muslim, but it's a hate crime if it's against Muslims. I can't even deal with this. It's so nonsensical. It's so out of control. I just have to just walk away because it's like, just utter madness. Just utter madness. You know what I say? Women of Islam, free yourselves, remove your hijab. Oh, that's right. They can't because they'll get beaten and raped. Sorry, I forgot. But we're the intolerant ones in America. I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at this next story I'm covering. Blocked by Trump on Twitter, now crusaders take their case to court. Folks, all of these snowflake liberals get blocked by Donald Trump on Twitter are now suing because they're so triggered that Trump blocked them. So Twitter can censor conservatives. Social media can ban conservatives, block conservatives. That's all fine. That's all good. That's all heroic. But if Trump dares block a liberal on Twitter, he gets sued. These people are such children. Cosby lawyers say the Me Too moment makes a fair trial difficult. Now, I'm not standing up for Bill Cosby here. However, you have to admit this is a very fair point because we've now entered a environment where all you have to do is accuse a man of sexual assault and he's guilty now. If you go on Twitter and accuse a man of sexual assault and then hashtag Me Too, no jury, no judge, no trial, he's guilty. And that's what you're seeing. And then a few individuals have decided to fight back, like Steve Wynn and Ryan Seacrest, and then they're the bad guy. Meanwhile, Hollywood abuses women for decades. Nobody says a peep, but now we bring back the Me Too movement because we want to make men look bad and we want to make Trump look bad. But now, I mean, again, I'm not standing up for Cosby here, but this is a fair point. The Me Too movement has made it probably impossible to have an impartial jury on a case like Bill Cosby's. And that's what they've done. Like the French Revolution. All you have to do is accuse someone now, and they're guilty. This is the attack on men. This is the attack on the judicial system. This is the attack on Trump. Newsweek announces strategic structural changes amid turmoil. Yeah, Newsweek gets caught. Now they've got these suits against them for ad fraud. So Newsweek gets caught, and now they have to undergo strategic structural changes. Yeah, the strategy is probably, to do something about the cases of ad fraud that you're dealing with. But fake Newsweek is just another failing liberal news publication. Have you heard this one? Amazon Echo is apparently going crazy now, and it's got like a Hillary cackle laugh. It's just magically laughing like a Hillary cackle. There's a good chance I get murdered tonight. Terrified Amazon Echo users reveal Alexa has been emitting bone-chilling laughs at random and is ignoring their commands. Amazon Alexa is going rogue and channeling its inner Hillary Clinton with a demon laugh. What the heck is that about? Is that the AI going rogue? What's going on? Kit Daniels has a story on Infowars.com. Facebook patents Roamant reconnaissance robot, so it's going to just roam around, spy on you, gather a bunch of intel, record you, film you, take pictures of you, you know, maybe give you a little TSA probe. So that's trendy. That's cool. It's your new Facebook Imperial probe droid. Now here's what's going to happen. This thing is such a joke. If it gets put at the office, you're going to start bullying it, making fun of it, and then they'll say you're bullying a robot. You wait for that. Did you know about this? BlackBerry accuses Facebook of patent infringement, seeks injunction that could shut it down. Shut it down! I hate Facebook. I hate what it's done to our culture. I hate what it's done to our youth. I hate what it's done to our attention span. I hate what it's done to free speech. And I wish BlackBerry Godspeed in their injunction against Facebook. Because this is what's next. This story was from The Sun. And you already know about this. InfoWars has reported on this for a long time. Inside China's creepy social credit system that analyzes internet shopping and social media use in order to blacklist lazy or wasteful citizens and allow those who behave well to borrow money. But the next thread of this is that you're not even going to be allowed to do anything until you're on the social media. You won't be able to get credit or get anything because they'll look for you on social media. They'll be like, where are you? You're not on the Facebook? You're not on the social media? It'll be like Idiocracy where the guy doesn't have the number tattooed on his wrist. And you're like, what's your name? He's like, well, I'm not sure. You're like, not sure. That's what it's going to be like. What? You're not on the social media system? Whoa, we don't know who you are. We don't know if you're a good guy or a bad guy. You're not on the social media system. You don't have a social media score. We can't do business with you. Nope. No, we can't do it. All right, folks. Roger Stone is going to take over in the fourth hour. Remember, we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Mass specials going on right now. Huge discounts, 50% off a ton of items, up to 80% off on some items. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Roger Stone takes over.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Introducing Cellforce by InfoWars Life. Cellforce